I just want to share these scriptures and this title. If there's anything we need to know and we need to understand, as human beings, there are steps to the supernatural. There are steps that must be taken to approach God, the Holy God of heaven. And Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. So He's the one that initiates the steps. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Three scriptures I want to share to start with is Luke chapter 7, verse number 50. Then we'll go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8. And then Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17. Luke chapter 7, verse number 50. And He said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And then Romans 10, 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Step number one, grace. Hallelujah. Titus 2, 11 through 14, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Redeem us from all iniquity. The way you think. Iniquity is that wrong thinking in our minds. Iniquity is when we think opposite of God's word. Woo. He wants to redeem our minds. Hallelujah. He wants to redeem us to the place where our minds are renewed. Hallelujah. And we begin to think as He would think and become as He would become. Hallelujah. The grace of God appears to you and I. That divine grace of God appears to you and I, and it starts talking to us, teaching us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God starts talking to us. The Spirit of God, this is this terminology of the Bible. The Spirit of God begins to draw upon our heart, draw upon our mind, begin to tug upon that soul that God has put in us. Hallelujah. And that divine grace begins to speak to us on the inside, where no one else ever goes but us. But God can go there. Woo, that's He's a holy God. He created us, spirit, soul, and body. And it's the Holy Ghost that goes right down inside of us and begins to speak to us right where we need to hear. Right where we need the help. See, our dilemma sometimes as human beings is we think the help is somebody else changing. Nowhere in my Bible do I find your help comes from somebody else changing. God can change circumstances. God can change situations. But God has brought forth the redeeming power of Jesus Christ to change me on the inside, to change you on the inside, to redeem you from all iniquity, the way you think. Ren may remember this. At one time in school, we kind of coined this little phrase because we had a difference of how we would explain something. In my mind, And it all originated from Tori Fraley trying to give directions to her house. And I gave directions to her house, and she said, "Well, that's not how you get to my house." I said, "Oh, really? Then how do you get to your house?" And she said it similar but different. I said, "Well, that's the same thing I said." "No, that's not what you said." I said, "Yeah, it was." And then I said, "That's just in your mind." So she always said, "Well, in my mind, what's in your mind? How does your mind operate? Does it operate according to God's word? He wants to redeem it. He wants to empower." Woo, praise God. So grace comes on the scene, beginning to show me my wrong way of thinking. He had to show me I was lost, because in my mind, I thought I was okay. In my mind, I didn't think I needed any more of God. In my mind, I went to church all the time. In my mind, I was raised in the house of God. Are you getting the picture? In my mind, what more did I need? He had to change my mind to show me what I needed. That's where change happens. Woo, hallelujah. Steps to the supernatural. I'm going to buzz right through this. So now what am I going to do? When the grace of God comes on the scene and starts showing me my wrong thinking, my wrong way of living. Do you realize you live the way you think? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the heart, the mind, they're all connected. So according to you, how you think is how you live. Woo. So now what am I going to do now that God has come on the scene and He is showing me my way of thinking is wrong, or my way of living is wrong? The grace of God teaches me, speaks to me about godliness and righteousness right here, right now. Hallelujah. That's grace. But see, he doesn't only speak to me, then he's waiting for a response from me. Luke 7, verse 37 and 38 says, "Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment." Why did she do this? The Pharisee saw it and was filled with contempt, anger, frustration, doubt, unbelief. These are all things that happen up here, right here in your mind, at what this sinner was doing to this so-called prophet, and saying in his mind, if this man were really a prophet, he'd know what was going on here. Woo. Can you see how our mind messes us up when we won't listen to really the Spirit of God that speaks further and deeper than our mind, though it's connected? You know that age-old devil on one shoulder, angel on the other shoulder in the cartoons? I'm reaching way back. I'm dating myself here. But it's real, because as the Spirit of God begins to bring new knowledge, the old man wants to suppress it, deny it, and do away with it. But that Spirit of God wants to keep bringing it to the top so there can be a result. So it's evident that the grace of God had appeared to this young woman whose life was bound with sin, adultery, harlotry. And she was coming to the only one that could redeem all her iniquity. Wow. And she was coming in contrition. She was coming in humility. She was coming ready to change. Grace comes on the scene. Now it's my turn. I've got to humble my heart. I've got to have an attitude willing and ready to change. Isaiah 66:2, for all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to the man that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Hallelujah. Trembling at God's word. What does that mean? That means I don't want my mind, I want his. Hallelujah. I don't want what I think, I want what he thinks. I want what he has preserved. I want what he has declared. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, and we have it right here with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thus, the grace of God appears on the scene. We begin to respond in humility, contrition, a readiness to change according to his word and his word. And what does that equal? What is the result? Luke 7:48. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then verse 50, we read it to begin with. And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. We also read, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's going to take faith in God to the reality that he is higher than I. He is loftier than I. He is holier than I. He knows better than I do. And thus, when I put my faith in God, I am now ready to change my mind. Wow. Which brings the power of God into my life to make the change happen. Hallelujah. I've read this before. I've shared this before. This little illustration, this addition. Divine inspiration plus positive human response equals supernatural results. We keep crying for the power of God to move, and God keeps crying for us to change. He keeps coming with his grace. He keeps coming with his mercy. He keeps coming with his kindness. He keeps coming, and he just gently keeps talking to us about our wrong way of thinking, our wrong behavior, our wrong attitudes, our wrong frustrations. Anybody getting the picture here this morning in an amplified view? We just kind of push these things aside as, well, I battle my flesh today. God wants to eradicate them. Did you catch that? God wants to eradicate them. In other words, he wants to change the way I think. He wants to change the way I behave. He wants to change the way that I talk. He wants to change everything there is about me until it's like him. And he's willing to keep doing it until we change. Hallelujah. What is revival? That's when I change. That's when I heed what he's been telling me for the last 10 years. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I put a date on that? I mean, it takes that long. Oh, sometimes it takes people a lifetime. And it amazes me when it's time for their home going, everybody gets right with everything's going on in their lives. They do, don't they? Have you ever been there at that loved one that said, I've made everything right with God? You know what that's telling me? There was things that weren't right with God. That lets me know that the whole lifetime God was talking to them about that very thing. And they waited all the way to the end to get it right. Thank God for grace But so sad for their life, because they could have been a light to shine for God. Oh, they could have been a witness for God, but they would not let go of their way of thinking, God's way of thinking, until the end. So I'm here to encourage you this morning, let go. Let go of your way of thinking and embrace God's way of thinking and begin to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't put confidence in something you've done in the past and you're clinging to one good deed you've done, or maybe five. It's not by works, it's by grace. It's a gift of God. But see, that grace coming, it comes, it doesn't just come and bless me, does it? It comes and talks to me. I've been saved going on 38 years. Of that 38 years, I've probably been in a ministry position for 35. And I have watched people for 35 years squirm under the grace of God. And I've always scratched my head wondering, why do people not move with God's grace instead of suffer under God's grace? Yeah, you ever run into Christians who are always miserable? Christians who have no joy? I mean, they don't smile. Everything's always wrong. You know what's wrong? Their way of thinking. Woo. They're dwelling on the bad things. They're dwelling on the evil things. They're dwelling on nobody's treating me right. They're dwelling on... Correct me if I'm wrong. I think God's Word says I'm supposed to dwell on the pure things, the holy things, the righteous things. Ooh, hallelujah. The things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I'm supposed to sing. I'm supposed to rejoice. I'm supposed to praise. I'm supposed to offer up thanksgiving always. Rejoice evermore. I may even have the scripture here that Jesus talking to his disciples that he wanted. No, it was in a different. Yeah, different message. It'd be for Thursday night. Praise God. But that your joy might be full. Are you always full of joy? Well, you know, Brother Pepper, we can't be joyful all the time. No, but are you full of joy? I realize circumstances of life happens that are they're not joyful circumstances at all. But you got enough joy inside to take you through. Ooh, hallelujah. And you come on to the other side rejoicing that God brought you through. Hallelujah to the Lamb, instead of griping and complaining and murmuring and grumbling all the way through and wondering if it's ever going to end. And most of the time it doesn't. Why? Because you're not allowing the grace of God to have its work in you. Pastor, you're killing us. You're destroying us. No, I'm just sharing with you the joy that can be had. I'm sharing with you, if you'll follow the steps to the supernatural, you'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll have peace of mind. Woo, hallelujah. Why? Because your mind will be renewed in the things of an almighty God. Hallelujah. And you will have the supernatural going on in your life. Hallelujah. Instead of carnal. Which would you rather have going on in your life? The supernatural work of an almighty God. Hallelujah. That's bringing peace and joy and power, or misery that comes when I won't pay attention to what God's talking to me about. When you talk, don't you want people to listen to you? Or do you just like to talk whether anybody listens or not? Most folks, when they're talking, they want to have the attention of the one they're talking to. I'm notorious. If I'm working, I'm occupied, my wife can be talking to me, and I know she's there. And I hear half of what she's saying. I don't give my full attention because it's already occupied in my box. You know, guys, we've got that one box. So if I want to know what she says, I've got to step out of that box. I do. And I've got to stop and put the lid on that box so I can open up this next box. But now, what was it you was telling me? What did you need me to do? I'm serious. That's just how, probably how most men are, if the truth be known. But guys, when God's talking, you need to close the box you're in and open up His box. Woo, hallelujah. So you can pay full attention to what He's saying to you. Now, ladies, go ahead and open God's box, because you can run three or four at one time anyway, but make sure His is open. Or you'll not be a light to shine. You'll not be victorious. You'll not have joy. You'll not have peace. You'll not have power. His box has got to. I stand at the door and knock. That's the door of the box. Open it. Open it. What is that? That's grace. Grace is knocking. Hey, I got somewhat against thee. Oh, does that sound like the book of Revelation? You've been really doing good in these areas, but I've got this I want us to work with. I got this I want us to deal with. I got this that really, I want you to change to be more like me in this area of your life. What was that? You just closed the lid of your box. You just received the grace of God in vain because you didn't humble your heart and come in contrition. Lord, by your grace, I'll change. And that's when the supernatural shows up. Power of God floods your soul, and now you have a power to contend with that situation. Hallelujah. But sometimes when we leave, I want to close with this. Oswald Chambers: we put one foot on God's side and one foot on the side of human reasoning. Here we are. One foot on God's side, one foot on the way I think. And here we are in a dilemma. To be honest with you, I would not want to stand here for a long time. This uses muscles that you don't normally use. But listen to the rest of it. Keep this thing in your mind, because I got to step back over here to read it. Here we are, one side on God's side, one foot on human reasoning side. Then God widens the space until we either drop down in between or jump to one side or the other. God's not going to leave us like He found us. He's going to keep continually changing us to get all on His side. Woo, hallelujah to the Lord. I don't want to go down in between, because in my mind, that's hellfire. That means I never made up my mind. And I was lost. Woo. But God's grace is He just keeps fighting until I have to make a choice. You ever heard this little cliche? It always gets worse before it gets better. I was told many years ago, is that when you start praying for folks, don't get discouraged when they start acting worse. Because when you start praying, God starts moving, and they're either going to get excited and surrender, or they're going to get so miserable they're going to get worse. What is that? That's standing with one foot in God's. Tell me, I'll tell you, that's not a happy place to be. that's how God operates. Because if we would just immediately humble our hearts and jump in with all feet and just, we wouldn't have to go through a lot of stuff. But it's because we won't listen. And we do our thoughts instead of His thoughts. And we don't have the supernatural going on in our lives. What's been going on around here? Grace. Grace and divine inspiration of God, grace and positive human response. And that's what brings the supernatural. You want to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Then when God starts speaking to you, move. Obey. Say yes. Come in humility. Come in contrition, ready to do whatever God wants you to do. Because His Spirit's going to speak to you, even though you haven't got baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's still going to speak to you. How do you think you got saved? The Holy Ghost was dealing, speaking to that inward man, that inward woman. That's how you got saved. He keeps speaking. How are you going to get filled with the Holy Ghost? When you start continually listening to Him. And then when He gets on the inside. Woo, hallelujah. This is why you have power. Because now He's not a voice out here. He's a voice in here. Hallelujah. And if you will learn to listen to that voice, then the supernatural power of God will be in operation in your life on a continual basis, not just from Sunday to Sunday, not just from Sunday to Thursday, not just every day. Every day with Jesus is what we're after. Praise God. You say, well, Brother Pepper, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible, because that's what God's calling us to. Now, whether or not we're getting it done, that may be a different story. But just because we're not getting it done doesn't mean God's not wanting to do it in our lives. Because He is. Because He loves us. And when He says that, He means that. And that way, that means He's just going to keep working with us. As long as there's breath in our body, He's going to be talking to us about being more like Jesus. About being more like Jesus. Praise our God. Could we stand to our feet? Divine inspiration plus positive human response always equals supernatural results. It's God's plan. It's God's way. And when man wants to come God's way, that's when man encounters that holy, supernatural God in heaven on a personal level. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father in heaven, we rejoice. God, in your goodness, in your grace, in your power. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word. We thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for what you're doing right here in this house this day. God, it's your love, it's your grace, it's your mercy, it's your power. Hallelujah. Could we lift our hands here this morning and let's rejoice. Let's give praise to the Holy One of Heaven. Hallelujah. Because He loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His holy name.